So, you have a Fantastic Beasts sequel script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. The last one made over $800 million, so if we keep churning these out, we're gonna have enough money to achieve our goal in no time.
Our goal of buying Canada?
Oh, keep your damn voice down. So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna have Grindelwald escape while he's being transferred by flying chariot to a new prison.
How does he manage that?
Well, he changes his appearance to secretly switch places with a prison guard that's loyal to him.
Oh, so the guard is the one that gets transported and the real Grindelwald slips out the back door?
No, Grindelwald latches onto the chariot too.
Seems unnecessarily dangerous.
Well, this way we have a cool action scene where he pops up in the chariot windows like a little cartoon character.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah, and then Grindelwald wants to find Credence, so a whole lot of the movie's gonna focus on that character.
He's the one from the first movie that barely said anything and had zero personality, right?
That's the one, so I'm hoping that people are super curious about his past.
Feels like we should have made that character a little more interesting if we wanted people to be, you know, interested.
Yeah, maybe.
So what's his deal in this movie?
Well, he still doesn't talk much and he still has zero personality, but now he really wants to learn about his family.
Okay.
And also now he's friends with Nagini.
Oh, he's friends with a snake. That's interesting. I guess she is a Fantastic Beast.
Yeah, well, she's actually still gonna be in her human form.
What?
Yeah, I thought we could do this thing where it turns out that Nagini was a person who's eventually gonna turn into a snake forever.
Why would we do that?
Because this way we finally deliver a backstory for Nagini, which is something that people have been asking for.
I don't think anybody was actually asking for that, though.
Well, they're gonna get it.
Fair enough. So she's gonna play a pretty important role in the movie, I imagine?
Not at all. She's just gonna kinda be there.
So what's the purpose of her being there?
So people can be like, hey, that's the snake from the other thing.
Fair enough, that is a good reason.
Yeah.
And what's going on with Newt Scamander?
Oh, well, he's back home now, and there are some weird vibes going on between him and his assistant. People are gonna be like, what is going on there?
And where's that storyline gonna lead?
Nowhere.
Well, okay then.
And we're also gonna have this whole thing where Newt is banned from traveling internationally.
And where's that storyline gonna lead?
Nowhere.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have young Dumbledore show up and be like, Newt, I need you to go on an adventure for me, and I can't go because of something I'm not gonna explain to you for no reason.
Oh, Dumbledore is in this. Are we gonna get to see Hogwarts?
You're damn right we are, a little bit.
Wow, we should have a cameo from Professor McGonagall, too. People love that character.
Oh, well, actually, in the year that this movie takes place, she hasn't actually been born yet, so we can't do that.
Throw her in there anyway, though. People love that character.
But she's not alive yet.
If you don't put Professor McGonagall in this movie, when I buy Canada, I'm setting Quebec on fire.
But that'll ruin all the poutine.
I want her in this movie.
Jeez, well, okay, we'll have a cameo from Professor McGonagall, who's gonna be -8 years old.
Amazing. So who else is in the movie? Is Tina back?
Yeah, she is. And thanks to the first movie, she's been made into an Auror again.
Oh, the former Auror's an Auror once more?
Exactly. And in this one, she's gonna be all mad at Newt.
How come?
Well, there was a misprint in the paper that said that Newt was engaged to Leta Lestrange, but it was actually his brother.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So yeah, things are gonna be weird between them the whole movie.
Can't that entire misunderstanding be resolved by saying a single sentence, though?
It sure can, but we're gonna artificially stretch it out for a super long time for the sake of conflict.
Oh, unnecessary conflicts are tight.
And we're also gonna have Jacob come back.
Wow, must have been difficult to write him into the story seeing as his memory was erased in the last film.
Actually, it was super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just gonna show up like, hey, that memory thing didn't work, you idiots.
Won't that kinda cheapen the emotional memory wipe scene from the last movie?
Cheapen? I don't know the meaning of the word.
Do you really not know the meaning of the word?
Oh, please stop attacking me. Anyway, we're also gonna have Queenie in the movie.
Man, what's going on with her?
Well, she wants to marry Jacob, but he's a nomad, so that's not allowed.
Okay.
And so Grindelwald convinces her to join his side by being like, you can marry whoever you want if you're on my team.
Does he really like nomadges or something?
No, he hates nomadges. That's clearly his entire thing.
So why would Queenie join him?
Because I want to set up some artificial conflicts for the next movie, so Queenie's gonna be kind of a dummy in this one.
Thinking ahead, I like it. And how does Tina react to her sister going to the dark side?
She has no reaction to it.
Wow.
We're also gonna have a whole lot of stuff going on with Leta Lestrange.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, she's in a relationship with Newt's brother, and she used to have a thing with Newt.
Wow.
We also see some of her time at Hogwarts, and she kinda killed a baby on a boat.
What?
And we're also gonna have this whole thing where she has a half-brother, and you think that maybe Credence is also her brother, but then no, he's not.
Wow, so we're really spending a whole lot of time with Leta Lestrange, huh?
Oh yeah, a ton of time.
Well, I guess we have no choice if she's gonna be a major player in the series moving forward.
Oh no, she dies.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, during a final fight with Grindelwald, she's gonna be like, run, guys, I got this, and then immediately clearly she does not got this.
Wow, but does she buy them some time?
Not at all.
Well, okay then.
Oh, we're also gonna have Nicholas Flamel in this.
Oh, what's he gonna do?
He's gonna be in the movie, so people can be like, hey, that's the guy from the other thing.
People love recognizing things from other things.
Yeah, they do. We're also gonna have him open a door, and we're gonna get to see the Sorcerer's Stone.
Hey, that's the thing from the other thing.
It sure is, sir.
Your writing is so fun and so good.
So yeah, pretty much the entire movie is gonna be the characters running around looking for each other, and then sometimes stopping to yell exposition at everyone.
Incredible, and how does the movie end?
Well, in the end, it's gonna turn out that during a big Grindelwald rally, a little Niffler stole this little jewelry blood oath thing that prevents Dumbledore from attacking him.
Oh, well, thank God that in a room full of people, the Niffler stole the one thing that's gonna be important to the plot moving forward.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So what do they do with that blood oath thing?
Oh, stay tuned.
Did you just say stay tuned?
Yeah, this is a TV show now, okay?
Fair enough. People love TV shows.
Yeah, also, Credence is a Dumbledore now.
What?
So what do you think of the movie?
Hey, man, the Harry Potter brand is so strong that we can do whatever we want with these things.
You don't think people are gonna start to catch on that it's just a big cash grab?
No, I don't think people are that smart.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye bye.